is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
Yeah! cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me. I'm so glad I made it. So glad I made it. I made it through. I made it through. Thing I've learned is that
I made it through.
If you stay connected to the Master, he,
so
he will lead you, he will guide you, he will direct
so
you, he'll love on you, he'll live in you. Is there anybody
he
that knows it? Is there anybody that knows it?
He,
can I tell you one more thing?
So
your story may not be my story. You would just be honest with yourself and with somebody else. You would look them in the face and say, I made it. Tell somebody I made it. Tell them I made it.
I made it. I made it.
It's just a sign that I'm still alive. Got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good. Oh yes, I said it's working for my good. Sometimes I don't understand it. It's working for my good. So glad I made.
What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth session. This topic I'm about to talk about is sensitive. So I want to say hello to you, world. I cover this conversation, this topic under the blood of Jesus. I pray peace, blessings over you right now, and that your heart be comfort. Today is September 11th. Many of you remember the events that took place, a terrorist attack on the United States and the Twin Tower buildings in New York City. I am Lady Ty the Great, known as Titania Johnson. I am from New York City. I can recall where I was. I'm sure many of you can as well, because it was super big news. But what I want to just share with you briefly is the pure truth on 9/11 is it was a terrorist attack. Terror, horror, murder, pain, hatred, anger, all of that. When you look up the definition of terror, you will see all the words that follow. And what I want to say to you is I pray love and I pray peace. And that's what I speak over this earth right now in the name of Jesus. Now, why am I saying that and praying that? Because what the world needs now is love, sweet love, right? I'm sure many of you can recall the times, the seconds where you were, and just even when many people visit New York, they visit the memorial. I haven't visited the memorial when I've gone to New York, but I just want to change our thoughts. Okay? I just want to change our thoughts on today. I don't want you to be moping. I don't want you to be sad. I want you to use today as a day of prayer, a day as a day of strength, a day as a day of remembering that you are still here to spread love. Because I believe if love was spread even to those terrorists, right, that love conquers all. Love can lift. Somewhere along the line, somebody was angry with the USA and they wanted the USA to pay. And when I say they wanted the USA to pay, and I'm not talking legally, I'm not going through no documents, I'm just sharing what the spirit of terror does. I'm just sharing what the spirit of hatred does, what the spirit of murder does, what anger does. Anger wants to get people back for things that they have done. They want to pay them back, or they want to make them pay. So, you know, I know many of you know that you've been mad at somebody before, and prayerfully, not many of you have been mad to that extent. So let me just share with you today what we can do on this pure truth session. We can make a decision to love others better. We can make a decision to look at countries that we do not know how to pronounce the name of and pray for those countries. We can get involved in mission trips. We can spread the love of Christ. Is there not power in the name of Jesus? We can exercise our power and authority, right? Intercession is something. Now, I'm no football fan, but I know an interception. If one team has the ball, somebody throws it, and they try to catch it, or the other team catches it and goes the other way. Okay, see, the plan was for team A to get to the side of team B, right? Team A is running to get to their special goal. And if they run with that ball and get to that goal, that means they get that point. But when another team intercepts and grabs it and snatches it and go the other way, that's what our prayers are like. That's what intercessors are. We intercept. So I wanted to take today as a day that we don't get sad, but that we remember, we recall, and that we move in action. So it's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, praying today that you would make a change, right? But do it by starting with the man in the mirror. Pray. Your voice matters. Many of you might say a little light prayer, or might not say a prayer at all, because you don't believe that you have power and authority. You don't think that your prayers matter. You're looking at yourself the wrong way. When we say this prayer, say it with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Did you hear that? We're praying to God, asking God's will to be done. God's will is not the destruction that we're seeing currently right now. Do you understand? We can intercede. We can say things. And there are times where different things are necessary and different things will happen in life. But what I want to challenge you to do is to exercise not only your faith, but exercise the voice you have. A worm doesn't have a voice. An ant doesn't have a voice. I haven't heard him speak. But you, God created you in his image and his likeness. God said, let there be light. When you hear that prayer right there, when Jesus, the disciples asked Jesus, how should we pray? Jesus' instructions was to tell them to pray to God like on earth as it is in heaven. Come on. So in heaven, I don't believe that things are going the way they're going on earth, right? That's why God put us in this earth, so we can begin to speak, decree it, and declare a thing, and it shall be established. So I decree and declare that laborers are on the rise, that you are even confident, and you will realize that God wants to co-labor with you. He wants to use your voice. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. The Lord sees you as righteous. No matter how you may see yourself, right? I know people love to grab that scripture. I'm a filthy rag. Well, hey, I'm not rolling with that one. You know what I'm saying? I've been covered by Jesus. God sees me as great, wonderfully made, as his daughter. Come on, you may be looking at the story of the prodigal son like he was raggedy. He was in pig slop. He messed up. He spent all his money. But guess what? When a prodigal son returned back home, when his father saw him, he gave him a robe, a ring, and celebrated him. So today, I want you to do what we said we was going to do on many other Pure Truth sessions. I want you to celebrate. Today is a holiday, a celebration of life. Today is a celebration of you getting your voice back and you speaking and decreeing peace. So today on this 9/11, it's an emergency that you begin to speak and decree and declare. So I thank God for the new definition. I thank God for not just new memories, but for activating us in our greater. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. This world needs love. This world needs Jesus, and this world needs you. You are who God has chosen to show somebody love. Terror is not more powerful than God. Love can lift, and love drives out all fear. Do you hear what I'm saying? Say it with me. Love drives out all fear. So the pure truth about 9/11, God was saying to us that it is an emergency that we wake up and show the power of love. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. Now I have another message for you that you're going to go right into. So enjoy it. And thank you for tuning in. But you'll hear the next Pure Truth message. But this is what God laid on my heart to make sure I address 9/11 on 9/11. So whatever your memory is, don't you take on sadness and grief. Come on, there's a time for that. And you have spent that time doing that. Now it's time for you to use your voice, decree, declare, and change the future. Change what's about to happen on earth as it is in heaven. We need to hear your voice. What are some of your declarations? Check, check. Listen to this next message and get excited. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, loving you because God loves me first. You are great. I believe in you.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hell.
judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Change it, yeah.
Change
can't
it,
do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, y'all. Y'all.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, everybody. Need a little help, y'all.
Yes, I do.
Need a little help.
Say it, boy.
Need some help. No,
I've
changed the world, what it used to be.
Can't
do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Wake up, everybody. Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Wake up.
Thinking ahead. Wake up all you teachers, start to teach.
teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children,
teach the baby,
teach the babies,
teach the children,
teach the children,
teach the babies,
teach the children,
teach the babies.
They're the one who's coming out.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth session. I'm excited today because I've just realized something. By handling a lot of business this morning, I was making several phone calls and there were a lot of automated systems. I didn't just realize that. I know that. I know you guys know that. You call the doctor's office, you call your insurance company, you call your cable bill. Everything you call nowadays has an automated system. So I just wanted to talk to you today about the process that the automated system actually puts us through. And I want to encourage you to actually be like that system. But before we get started, I want to lift up a prayer. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray today for peace, blessings, joy, and for a light to shine like never before, that your revelation will take place on this message, that healing and deliverance will go forth, and that truth will withstand it all. So I pray today that truth be your blessing and your lesson. In Jesus' name, amen. So listen, let me tell you something. I was on this call with this automated system, and I was just like 0000, bam, 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 bam. Have you ever done that? Just press zero so you can get to the operator. I didn't want to talk to the machine. I just wanted to talk to somebody. But this automated system was so on lock that if you didn't follow the instructions, they hung up on you. Like, they banged the phone on you. Click. The end. So the point was, you had to obey their rule, their system, or you couldn't even get through. I mean, I tried to hit the star button, I tried to hit the pound button, I tried to do all of these different things, but there was an order that had to be followed because of what they had set up. So I don't know what areas in your life that you need to begin to exercise the discipline that you already put place in your mind, but you already know what to do. You don't need another life coach. You don't need to pay somebody another $59.99 a month. You don't need to do all of the things that you've been paying people to teach you that you already know. They know these things. They have pulled these things from within themselves. Well, some of them paid somebody. But you don't have to be a victim or a consumer, a customer any longer. Why don't you be an inventor of your own peace, an inventor of your own greatness? And so, what is this? I wrote down some notes, guys, but they really sloppy. This says, say what you need to say, okay, and do your part. So this automated system is like to put your account information, press one. To skip to technical support, press two, right? There was an area that I had to get to, but I had to do like what? Dorothy, the Wizard of Oz, follow the yellow brick road. I had to follow the instructions. What are your instructions? What are your, what are your instructions? What are the things that you already know to do, but you've been too lazy to put them in place? Get back to a place of discipline. So I want to share with you that automated system. No matter the buttons that I press 000 trying to skip the process, it would not let me skip the process. That automated system was not moved by my frustration on the other end. You know, I could yell and scream, and the automated system didn't even get offended. They didn't even care, not one bit. What did the automated system do? I'm sorry, I didn't understand that response. Please try again. So the automated system gave me the opportunity and the chance to try again. And I want to give you the opportunity and the chance to try again. That's okay. You might have messed up in some areas. Get up. It's a new day. What do we do with a new day? We wake up, we wash our face, we brush our teeth, we start the day again. So if it's a new day, there's new grace, there's new mercies, right? Then get like this automation system. Start over and go ahead and follow the instructions. Be obedient and don't be moved by the outside distractions. Don't be moved by the buttons that people try to press on you, Come on. This is what I'm talking about. I want you to be like the automated system. Why? Because I could have fussed and cussed and huffed and puffed, right? On the other end, like, I want to talk to an operator. The automated system was like, for English, press 1. They don't care what I'm saying on the other end. Can you get like that? I'm not just talking to you. I'm actually talking to myself, okay? I'm talking to us. Hello, world. If we could be unmoved, unshakable, unbothered, like this automated system, instead of us saying, me too, because I'm great for that, blaming the, oh, somebody pressed my buttons. No. Even if they pressed all the buttons, let there be no button that will put you in a place of not having self-control. Let there be no button of anger. Remove the button. Disable the button that will cause you to, come on, not be nice, not look right, right? So today I want to say, don't be moved by the people on the outside. Follow the instructions that you place on your inside. So it's your girl, Lady Tyda Gray. That's not super deep, too much for you guys, I hope. But I just want to let you know that you're amazing. You're awesome. You're all that and then some, okay? So continue to be great. And put your automated system in place. You set your own system up. What works for you, right? You've been to all these other courses. You listen to plenty of podcasts and messages. You're constantly trying to improve the man in the mirror. And for that, my friends, I am super duper proud of you. Let's stop for a minute and congratulate yourself. Come on, I'm gonna put this down and clap. I'm clapping for you. That's me clapping for you because I'm proud of you. If you're still listening to these pure truth messages, you want to be better. You want to be great. You want to be amazing. So now get the discipline in place and follow it. That's what it is. Discipline means you're going to carry it out no matter what. Every day I've been waking up doing jumping jacks, doing planks. Oh my goodness. I haven't listened. The plank life is real. You know why? Because the planks get directly to the core. It's like skip everything. Else, we're gonna see if you can hold yourself up. So now it's time for you to hold yourself up. Dumb planks, I'm talking about, I was dropped like, woo, forget it. And then it was something on the inside of me, my grader was like, nope, do it again. So I did it again, and I did it again. But I'm gonna try to do it even longer next time. So we're trying to operate in our grader and achieve excellence. It's your girl, Lady Tyda Gray. I'm super excited for you. I'm proud of you. Keep going, keep pushing, and don't worry about nobody trying to copy your style. When they come through, it's good if they copying you because you're a trailblazer. That's what you want them to do. So you want people to look up to you. You want people to do podcasts and things greater than you. So I want you to even hear this message, and I want you to reiterate it in your own words. Share the greatness with somebody else. But not only that, share the podcast. So share the podcast and subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can just be super awesome. It's your girl, Lady Tyda Gray. Please reach out, contact me, let me know at ladytydagreat.com. That's ladytydagreat.com. Lady Tyda Gray. Thanks so much for tuning in. I look forward to connecting you to the truth again. Check, check, and I'm out.
Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you wanna take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps so you can walk into your season. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. Our God is faithful. I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms.
He that has begun
a great work
in you
is faithful to perform
it.
God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. God is to perform. God is faithful to perform. You ought to encourage somebody. Show your name.
Work in you.
He's faithful to perform.
He's faithful to perform.
God is faithful to perform.
Faithful to perform.
Yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is faithful.
Faithful
and great. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. So what should be considered as we proceed is that this work did not begin with you. Our mother's mothers and father's fathers planted seeds when we were but the faint notion of a dream in their mind. They hoped for a harvest, a legacy, a great work. So may your next step forward help us to connect the dots and see this picture. See greatness exceeding abundantly, more than we can imagine. But let me assure you that it's great, and our God is faith. Yes, Lord. Yes, you're great. Yes, Lord.
The session is done for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth. This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.